Chapter 20, Link-Up. This chapter addresses those considerations unique to a link-up. This chapter addresses the general considerations for a link-up, planning and preparing a link-up, and types of link-up. Link-up operations. A link-up is a type of enabling operation that involves the meeting of friendly ground forces, which occurs in a variety of circumstances. For example, when converging maneuver forces meet, when an advancing force reaches an objective area previously seized by an airborne or air assault force, when an encircled force breaks out to rejoin friendly forces, and when a force comes to the relief of an encircled force. During optimal link-up conditions, there is a stationary force and a link-up force. However, both forces may be moving toward each other simultaneously. Whenever possible, the joining forces exchange as much information as possible prior to starting the link-up. Planning a link-up. A link-up is a complex operation that requires detailed planning and coordination. Planning for a link-up is coordinated as far in advance as possible to allow coordination between the two or more friendly units. Commanders and staffs coordinate responsibilities to preventing fratricide and ensure mission success. Command and control. The headquarters directing the link-up operation must establish command relationships and responsibilities of the forces involved. Both the link-up force and the force with which link-up is to be made can remain under control of the directing headquarters. The communications plan includes the channels for radio communications between the two forces. It must prescribe day and night identification procedures, including primary and alternate means. Aircraft can extend communications range. Units can use visual signals such as flares or panels during daylight and flashlights or infrared devices during darkness. To prevent friendly troops from exchanging fires, recognition signals must be established and communicated between the link-up forces. They may be pyrotechnics, armbands, vehicle markings, panels, colored smoke, distinctive light patterns, and passwords. The headquarters ordering the link-up establishes a common operational picture using available command and control systems, ideally both digitally and analog. Command relationship and responsibilities of each force before, during, and after link-up. Coordination of fire support before, during, and after link-up, including control measures. A link-up method. Recognition signals near and far and communication procedures such as pyrotechnics, vehicle markings, gun tube orientation, panels, colored smoke, lights, and challenge and passwords. Operations to conduct following link-up. Intelligence. The link-up force will begin the IPB process in preparation for the operation essentially as for any offensive or defensive operation. The significant difference is that the commander and staff will have to consider the location and effect of other friendly forces on the enemy forces within the assigned area. As a result, the probable enemy course of action, situation template, and event template must include both the stationary and maneuvering forces' perspective of the operation. Movement and maneuver. Link-up operations of two or more friendly forces are conducted to complete the encirclement of an enemy force. Assist the breakout of an encircled friendly force. Join an attacking force with a force operating adjacent to it. Join an attacking force with airborne or air assault elements following a vertical envelopment. The two forces carefully define and coordinate their schemes of maneuver, placing particular attention to graphic control measures and the subsequent mission to be performed by each force after link-up is complete. A link-up point is normally positioned behind or along one flank of the enemy's positions. A link-up point is a designated place where two forces are scheduled to meet. This point should be large enough for all forces to assemble, and it should offer cover and concealment for these forces. When planning a link-up point, the staff should look for an easily identifiable point on the ground. The staff should position link-up points on defensible terrain located away from normal enemy movement routes. Planned alternate link-up points provide needed flexibility. A liaison is normally established during planning and continues throughout the operation to facilitate coordination between the two forces. Units carefully coordinate link-up operations with forces of other nations. This is especially true if the two forces are not both members of an alliance with established internationally standardized procedures, or if the forces involved have not previously established the necessary procedures. In such situations, extensive use of liaison is necessary to ensure understanding and synchronization of operations. Additional rehearsals may be necessary to ensure maneuver forces clearly understand the operation or to ensure no hostile actions affect the stationary force. Aircraft can improve and expedite this coordination. The engineers will be task-organized to conduct mobility operations. The speed of the operation will be essential, whether it is designed to assist in the movement towards the link-up point with an encircled force or to complete the encirclement of the enemy. Fires. When a division or corps directs a link-up operation, they normally establish fire support coordination measures for both forces. Fire support coordination measures are adjusted as one force moves toward the other. A restricted fire line is established between the forces when necessary, usually at the point where the two forces plan to establish contact. During link-up operations, particularly with airborne or air assault forces, indirect fire support becomes extremely important. The division artillery headquarters must ensure timely dissemination of information and coordination so that fires do not engage friendly aircraft supporting the airborne or air assault forces. Sustainment. Sustainment support requirements may be greater during link-up operations than during other operations. Additional considerations for planning logistics support in link-up operations include distance to the objective area, duration to hold the objective area, planned operations or movement out of the objective area, resupply of the stationary force, movement of drop zones and landing zones of airborne or air assault forces involved in the link-up, locks secured by follow-on forces. Supply requirements for a link-up operation may exceed the transportation capability of the unit conducting the link-up. The sustainment elements may have to request additional vehicles or resupply by air. In link-up operations with airborne and air assault forces, priority for supply by air is given to the forces assaulting the objective area. Supplies for the link-up forces normally move by land transportation. However, when the objective area is to be defended jointly by the link-up and airborne or air assault force, supplies for the link-up force may be flown into the objective area and stockpiled. Evacuation of equipment and wounded may create major problems for a link-up force. If supply routes are open, the normal evacuation procedures apply. When ground routes are not secure, helicopters may be used for evacuation of wounded, while damaged equipment may be moved forward with the link-up forces until a suitable opportunity for evacuation is available. Preparation for a link-up. Preparation creates conditions that improve friendly forces' opportunities for success during the link-up. Units rehearse, refine the link-up plan, and conduct liaison activities prior to the execution for the link-up. Command and control. Staffs will walk the subordinate forces through a rehearsal of the operation. While this occurs, they will ensure that the control measures established for the operation are effective. Specifically, they will want to monitor the progress of the subordinate forces as they maneuver along the axis of advance. Simultaneously, they will be prepared to issue a fragmentary order for a hasty defense or attack, depending on the situation. Actions on contact and operating within the commander's guidance are aspects of the operation that the commander will want to ensure that subordinates completely understand. Intelligence. The intelligence staffs will prepare for the link-up by wargaming the operation with the commander. They will want to ensure that the unit is prepared for likely enemy's actions, preventing the link-up from occurring. Additionally, they will want to practice the conduct of the link-up and subsequent operations within the context of the enemy situation. Movement and maneuver. There will probably be little time to conduct a combined arms rehearsal for movement and maneuver, especially due to the time-sensitive nature of the operation. The commanders will issue the order and attempt to walk the executing forces through the operation. The rehearsal will stress the link-up and the coordination required to link up without confusion. Moreover, it will ensure that each force is prepared to respond to a meeting engagement or enemy attack during the link-up. A commander's primary concern is that subordinate forces focus on the complexity of the link-up. Fires. The fire support coordination cell will ensure that the counterpart force in the link-up operation, whether moving or stationary, has the fire support plan. Specifically, the cell will want to ensure that both forces completely understand the fire control measures, coordinated fire lines, and restricted fire lines. Further, if these control measures shift during the operation, the conditions and signals under which the change occurs must also be coordinated. Units position air defense assets to support the force as in a movement to contact or deliberate attack. Units will want to ensure that air defense will be prepared to protect the forces at the link-up point. This is where the two forces could collide and become congested. Sustainment. The sustainment elements will organize as they do for any other offensive operation. However, as mentioned earlier, they will carry additional supplies and material if they are conducting the link-up with an encircled force. Generally, this will include Class 1, 3, 5, and 8 items. The logistics staffs will also ensure that each force understands the distribution plan, including traffic control. They will want to push as much material forward as possible during this operation. This is because the force will not only expend supplies as it attacks, but once having conducted the link-up, it can expect to continue the mission, even if it is to remain in place and defend, which will require even more supplies. Execution for a link-up. The commander must be able to observe the progress of the operation. Generally, this means that the commander will follow the lead force. If a particular flank is of concern during the operation or a supporting attack is required to penetrate the enemy's lines, then the unit will place a headquarters where it can observe the force's secondary action. The commander and operations officer must remain in communication throughout the operation, using the main command post if necessary to relay messages. The staff must maintain the tempo of the operation because a stalled force is difficult to get moving again. Forces must have the ability to move forward from time to time to continue the forward momentum on the operation. The staff monitors the actions of subordinate forces to ensure that the control measures established in planning the operation are still valid. The staff will issue a fragmentary order for changes as necessary. As the force begins to maneuver, the intelligence staffs will monitor the enemy situation. They will also monitor the situation facing the link-up force. Together, this information will portray an overall enemy disposition, which will greatly assist the intelligence staffs in calculating the enemy's most probable course of action. The intelligence staffs identify as far in advance as possible the direction, strength, and time of the enemy counterattack. Likewise, they will also advise the commander of any identifiable weaknesses within the counterattack. The initial conduct of the link-up will be identical to a movement to contact or deliberate attack, depending on the enemy situation. As the forces begin to maneuver, they will attempt to establish and maintain contact with their corresponding friendly force. Each force will monitor the progress of the other, adjusting the plan as necessary. The link-up point can be moved closer to the link-up force if it is unable to travel at a speed proportionate with the plan. Similarly, the fire control measures will also adjust. As the two forces draw closer, higher headquarters controls the maneuvering forces. If possible, the forces will also attempt to establish contact on a pre-designated frequency to control the actual link-up. At this point, the momentum of the operation will slow to help prevent fratricide. The trade-off may be that some enemy forces may slip between the two closing forces. Coordination signals identify each force as it approaches the link-up point. The fire control measures shift based on the progress of the forces and the enemy situation. Specifically, the coordinated fire lines, which will initially protect each force as it maneuvers, change to protect the two forces as they begin to meet. Restricted fire lines prevent fratricide between the link-up forces. Once the link-up has occurred, the stationary and link-up forces organize as per the higher headquarters plan for future operations. If possible, the air defense elements in both link-up forces should monitor the same early warning net. This is particularly important if the link-up is attempting to reach an encircled force. This unity of air defense effort will ensure the most appropriate use of weapon systems and reduce unnecessary redundancy. Once the link-up is complete, air defense assets may be reorganized to support the next operation. The engineers will provide mobility support to the higher headquarters, probably as attached elements of the lead forces. Once the link-up is complete, engineers may assist in counter-mobility or survivability operations depending on the plan. Another task organization may be required on the objective to accomplish the new missions. Sustainment priorities focus on the forward movement of the force. Evacuation will be forward to logistics resupply points, reducing the turnaround time for recovery assets. As the link-up forces begin to close, sustainment assets must be as far forward as possible. Time is essential to the success of this operation, so assets must be prepared to keep pace with extremely fast operations. They must be prepared to address the immediate needs of the encircled force, to stockpile ammunition, or to move to other positions if the force should revert to a defensive posture. Types of link-ups. The link-up force concentrates its efforts on completing the link-up. Link-up operations frequently will require a passage of lines. Regardless of the purpose of the link-up, the operation will take on one of two forms. Link-up of a moving force with a stationary force, link-up of two moving forces. Link-up of a moving force with a stationary force. To ensure the forces join without engaging one another, link-up points are at locations where the axis of advance of the link-up force intersects the security elements of the stationary force. These points must be readily recognizable to both forces. Units plan alternate points in the event enemy activities cause link-up at places other than those planned. The number of link-up points selected depends on the terrain and number of routes used by the link-up force. Personnel in the link-up force must be thoroughly familiar with mutual identification procedures and plans for rapid passage of lines. Stationary forces assist in the link-up by opening lanes and minefields, breaching or removing selected obstacles, furnishing guides, and designating avenues of approach. Use of a common radio frequency enhances coordination and responsiveness between forces. Link-up of two moving forces. Link-up between two moving forces is one of the most difficult operations often conducted to complete the encirclement of an enemy force. Units plan primary and alternate link-up points for two moving forces on boundaries where the two forces are expected to converge. As linking forces move closer, positive control must be coordinated to ensure they avoid firing on one another. This deliberate coordination ensures the enemy does not escape between the two forces. Leading elements of each force should monitor a common radio network. Actions following link-up. When the link-up is made, the link-up force may join the stationary force, or it may pass through or around to continue the attack. If the link-up force is to continue operations in conjunction with the stationary force, a single commander for the overall force should be designated. The link-up force may immediately pass through the perimeter of the stationary forces, be assigned objectives within the perimeter, or be assigned objectives outside the perimeter, depending on its mission. Plans for these operations must be made in advance.